What are the methods that you adopt over here? Methods is e-tailing or virtual store fronts. If you go to a mall, then you have got brick and mortar arrangement inside, and then you have got the front showing you the various products. Here you have got a virtually storefront on the website itself with online catalogs, sometimes gathered into a virtual mall. If I give you a classic example over here, I think many of you must be ordering food through either Zomato or such organizations. Now, they don't prepare, they are not hotels or restaurants, they don't prepare anything. But they have got stored catalogs of various restaurants, entire menu cards of the various restaurants in that particular locality. And you can log into that, check what you want with the pricing, and then place your order directly. This is what is online catalogs and online choosing. It's a virtual storefront before you. Then you've got a vast gathering, because demographic data through web contact gives you a very vast, very large gathering for your business. EDI or electronic data interchange, business to business exchange of data. Again, I go back to the Zomato. The moment you look at the catalog, you want to place an order, you place the order directly on the Zomato app. As soon as you place the order, simultaneously through their EDI exchange, the order is transferred to the respective hotel instantly. No, physically, he doesn't have to go physically. Before he goes there, the material, the foodstuff is ready. Email, fax, and they're used as media for reaching your prospects and established customers. Business to business, buying and selling. And most important is security of business transactions. These are the methods adopted under e-commerce. If you look at the business application, there is automation of the documents in the supply chain management and logistics. That means all parties connected to supply chain management and logistics. The information and documents are automatically, simultaneously passed on to all the arms. Domestic and international payments, yes, they are also available. Online shopping, order tracking, you are doing it virtually day in and day out. You, the younger generation, you know more about this than me. And most important, the enterprise content management. The business will look at its content management, the content which it requires to be placed before you. You can also do group buying. That means business to business, they can do group buying also. You also have automated online assistance. Alexa, what is the capital of India? Alexa answers, Delhi. That's automated online assistant based on AI, artificial intelligence. The business applications that you get over here is very fast, and many applications. Instant messaging, news groups, online banking, online office suits, shopping cart software, teleconferencing, electronic tickets. You want to see picture, you want to go and see the pictures, you don't need to go there and buy your ticket. You get it electronically. Why pictures? Even today, you want to travel by train, you get electronic tickets over here also. These are all part of the business applications of e-commerce. When we look at government regulations, government has really set certain norms, certain regulations, and one of the most comprehensive enactment is the Bureau of Indian Standards Act of 2016. The major function of the Bureau is formulation, recognition, and promotion of Indian standards. Mind you, our products are required to maintain certain standards, and those standards are known as BIS. It is now compulsory for business to maintain this standard, because the Act makes it compulsory for certification of goods or articles of any industry, process, system, services. Why? For protection of humans, of animals, of plant health, and most important, safety of the environment, or prevention of unfair trade practices, and most important is national security. Therefore, BIS requires compulsory certification. But here also, all the products need not have a compulsory certification. In certain cases, there are voluntary certifications also, or voluntary maintaining BIS standards and just declaring that we are as per BIS number so and so. Under BIS, as a part of BIS, we have got cyber laws. Cyber laws with the electronics and information technology goods requirement for compulsory registration order of 2012. This particular order regulates some e-commerce activities like advertising, and most important is consumer privacy. You have got to follow the rules and regulations as per this order if you are onto online advertising, so that consumer privacy is well protected. Even in the international community, when you want to go for imports and exports in a large way using electronic media, e-commerce, you will find that many countries have got their own cyber regulations. United States, some electronic commerce activities are regulated by FTC, that is Federal Trade Commission. The CAN-SPAM Act of 2003 establishes national standards for direct marketing over email. You have got to maintain certain standards so that spam mail is not generated and sent, so that consumers are harassed. ICPEN, International Consumer Protection and Enforcement Network, is an informal network of government customer fair trade organizations. Though it is not regulated directly, but it is open to the respective organizations to follow the consumer protection network. APEC, Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, which was established with the vision of achieving stability, security, and prosperity. Here again, this is a method of cooperation amongst the various Asian countries as far as e-commerce is concerned. UK had a very different system. there they have implemented PSD. That is, there is a regulation through the Payment Services Regulation of 2009, which has created the Payment Service Directive. There are certain controls on e-commerce payment, online payments, etc. as far as UK is concerned. Well, look at online shopping. Sorry, I have nothing to explain to you on this. Nothing at all. Why? Because you are doing it day in and day out and you know this better than me. You are doing it every day on your mobile. Yes. Yeah. But you are never aware of one factor which I have given you over here. That is the chain which is built up. The movement of various factors, various persons or commercial centers as a part of the chain. You are doing it, but you don't know this circle chain. So therefore, you have got to just read it, go through it, so that you will understand background, this is what is required. So that is when you enter the business angle, you will follow this methodology. Penetration. E-commerce has got a huge penetration, and more so the increasing broadband internet and 5G penetration. Of course, 5G, as far as India is concerned, we are still not updated on 5G. I think we are still running into 3G and 4G penetration. But other parts of the world have gone on to 5G penetration. And that gives a very broad band internet increased connection. Then rising standards of living. And upwardly mobile middle class with high disposable incomes. Today you look at any family. Virtually everybody in the family is an earner. Wife, husband, both of them are in service or doing some business. So they have a high disposable income. And they have also got much wider product range as compared to what they had in the past or what you have physically in the brick and mortar retailers of the past. But most of all is when you are busy with your career, you have got a high disposable income, yes, your busy lifestyle, urban traffic congestion, and lack of time that you have got with you. You have got very little time to spare with for yourself as well as your family. And that is where you go for e-commerce. You don't have time for offline shopping. Again, another factor which comes over here is lower prices compared to brick and mortar retail driven intermediaries and reduced inventories and real estate costs. They don't have inventories. They don't have any real estate costs when you go via e-commerce. And that is where you can offer lower prices as compared to goods available in a mall. I give you a classic example over here. You want to buy some medicines. You go to your chemist, your nearby chemist. He gives you the rate which is declared MSP on the package. Same thing when you order through pharma websites. They give you 15 to 20% discount on the MRP. Why? Because they don't have all these added costs. So they are able to have a lot of savings and then they pass on the savings to you. And of course, online marketplace model is still in a very evolution stage. There are so many models are coming up like eBay, Infibeam, Traders. I think you must be having a number of apps coming onto your mobiles, which you can choose as and when you want. Well, e-commerce, let us look at the costs involved. Initial costs may be a little bit high, but still, it is less than the real estate costs involved. You have costs for website development and maintaining costs, hosting and data security cost. You have got marketing costs. You have got warehousing costs. You have got product delivery costs. You have got payment gateway charges. You have also got a trust building costs. And you have a customer acquisition cost. Initially, to bring in a particular customer, you need to incur certain additional costs for advertising, etc. Well, all of you have been hearing a lot about MSMEs or SMEs, that is small and medium enterprises. For them, they find it very difficult to go for e-commerce. You will be surprised to know that today 90% business is through these MSMEs and SMEs. And e-commerce can give them advantages of reduced information search costs and reduced transaction costs. There are various surveys which have been carried on, which shows that the following information is very valuable for SMEs. That is customers and markets, product design, process technology, and financing source and terms. The internet and other ICT facilities, access to this information helps them quite a lot. Internet allows automatic customized packaging and distribution information to specific target groups. These are all the advantages that SMEs, MSMEs can get through e-commerce. There is a need to substantially increase the amount and quality of local content on the internet to make it useful, especially to low-income SMEs. They cannot afford to go for high expenditures. What does an MSME or SME look at? Reduced capital expenditure and fast and immediate return on the capital. They are not in a position to wait for a certain period of time that somehow or the other they develop these e-commerce facilities. While internet can be useful in accessing international design expertise, SMEs are not confident that they can command a premium on the price for their goods unless they offer product innovations. This is where they are lacking. The MSMEs and SMEs are not going for product innovations. They just have copycat methods. In India, they are under a great deal of pressure from bigger customers to create secure e-business infrastructure. Otherwise, they know they will lose out on business. medium enterprises especially are now slowly seeing that they are getting benefits arising from e-commerce. Why? Because they are getting expanded geographical coverage, which is giving them large potential market where they can sell the products and services. And this is the major attraction for them, but still they have got less confidence. They need to become more confident on this issue. Let us go to digital transaction management. What is digital transaction? You know better. You are doing it on day in and day out. But as far as management of digital transaction is concerned, it's a very complex affair. I have given you a full chart. You have to study this chart very thoroughly. Maybe some of you have been able to access this kind of computer chart method in your work somewhere. But this is a very important methodology for digital transaction management. It is basically the process of managing routine document-based task, mind you, underline, documented-based task through electronic means. It gives you an advantage to manage all your documentation and all the tasks related to this documentation through digital channel for streamlining your business. You can also reduce the cost of doing business by automating routine document related tasks such as contacts with various sources, accounting functions, etc., etc. Onboard new employees, sending electronic purchase orders, delivering financial documents like credit reports and payroll, or sharing marketing collateral with your global team, especially when you are out in the global market. Yes, these are all the tasks which can be very well done under digital transaction management. A higher level is the automated DTM or automated digital transaction management. Employees at a very high level of organization can use this transaction management to share information, send and receive documents. I don't say messages only. I say documents and collaborate on projects. Large projects, yes. Whether they work in your office or a satellite location or telecommunic, a cloud-based DTM solution makes your business more efficient and, of course, your employees more productive. It is a powerful and productive tool. The DTM is powerful, no doubt, but automated DTM is a more powerful tool. It reduces your time factor. Why? Because it allows simultaneous working on a particular document. How every executive or manager who is required to sign a document can be included in succession. A signs automatically, it goes on computer to B. B signs automatically, it goes into computer of C, it can be in succession without wastage of time, or if they are at different places, without wasting time to send it by courier or by post from one place to another. Especially departments which interact with same document at different times and on different levels, they can automatically be included in the process at just the right time. I'll give you a classic example. Today, our Indian customs, they have automated fully, and their import export procedure has become so simple that the moment you upload a document into the customs network, that document is shared simultaneously with all the departments which are connected with that consignment, including different agencies and different government ministries involved. They can all simultaneously act on that single document. That is where automated DTM is the most powerful tool that you can get in a multiple form of business. Thank you.